I have a different girl in my head. When that happens, I kind of just kind of back away from it. If you watch it, I think you can literally see my mouth smile and kind of close.
Get me out of here!
Yeah, dude. Yes! Yes, dude! Dude, I pee so bad. This isn't even a joke when I'm doing it like over the intro or nothing I say actually makes sense for the music. Like, genuinely have to go so bad. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Full Circus. My name is Tristan Sartoris, and hold for hydration. Tell me about yourself while I sip. Interesting. You silly geese. There's nothing in here. You have been fooled by a master actor. So, theatrical pranks aside, guys, I'm happy to be here with you today. I'm in a very silly mood, all right? I'll be honest, all right, if that is not already reflected by the silly attire. But I just couldn't help it. And I will say I'm just always so happy to be here with you and have a grand time on this podcast. But before we go anywhere, you're like, I wasn't even buckled yet, okay? I do want to say a very merry, special, happy congratulations to my father for having yet another birthday. I don't know if he's listening to this on his birthday. Dad, if it is before or after, please wait for convenient timing. But anyways, yeah, happy. I don't know why I did the Irish accent. He's not Irish. Although he might be. Nobody knows what my dad is. He's kind of a mutt, but not in a traditional mutt sense. You know, he may or may not be a purebred. But his genetic makeup is a mystery to all of us and himself. So I might be Irish, thereby. And I don't know. I don't know what it is. But we do know he is 100% American, all right, from Ohio. I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in Ohio. So again, happy birthday. It would be cool to be Irish. It really would, because mostly just St. Patrick's Day. That's kind of it. But it's like you get a whole holiday, dude, and a color. You get green and freaking horseshoes and Lucky Charms and doubloons. Dude, it seems like a great time to be Irish. Look, it's great to be Italian. I won't lie to you. All right, you get a nice full head of hair, and there's good music and art, and you know, people, you know, it's fashion or something. I don't know, but we don't get a nice holiday. Nobody lets us like, hey, the whole world, we're gonna dress up as meatballs and put on marinara cologne. We don't do any of that. But the Irish get all of freaking, you know, St. Patrick's Day, and then if someone's not wearing their color, you get to pinch them. Oh, how much fun. So I might be Irish, and I kind of hope I do. Just have a little bit, just enough that I can go, yeah, this is my thing, and just start pinching people. So happy St. Paddy's Day to all the Irish folk, myself possibly included. I don't think so. But anyways, actually, just speaking of St. Patrick's Day, is it St. No, we did an episode before, and I think the verdict was that you're not supposed to say St. Paddy's Day. That was demeaning, that the guy was a literal saint. He's like a good guy, and like, yeah, it's St. Paddy's Day, we're having fun. He's like, I was an upstanding gentleman of the court, and you're not even gonna, you know, say the friggin' thing, right? You're gonna name a holiday after me and not even say it all the way? Oh, it's Christmas, happy birthday to Jeezy Weezes, is it born? Hey, at least you could do, it doesn't have to be a perfectly, you know, sanctioned professional day, but the least you could do is say my name right. Come on! I think that was the verdict, but, you know, happy St. Patrick's Day. But yeah, dude, I love the Irish. Well, I love Shamrock Shakes. I think that's really where I really want to hone my strengths, beliefs, and core values into. But they're not here much longer, so this isn't an ad. But if you haven't had a Shamrock this season, go out and get yourself one because they are delicious. Oh, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, or staying on there, I just saw that the Chicago River for St. Patrick's Day, and they didn't even call it that. They called it St. Paddy's Day, and they dyed the river green. Oh, okay. To not even say the holiday right and then dye a whole body of water a different color is amazing to me. Now, I didn't see anybody complaining about this or saying it was dangerous or harmful in any way. Now, look, you're not drinking the water, although I know some people who just tend to drown enough to get a sip. But it's just wild to me that we're so afraid of red dye 40 and like, don't have any trace of this in a Skittle, don't have a single freaking starburst or anything. But like, hey, see this whole river, this lake, let's dye it green. The world needs more green, doesn't it? What, isn't the world mostly green? Isn't that like kind of our color? That's our planet's thing. People look across the different planets of the solar system. Hey, look, it's Earth. It's got some green on it. Yeah. No, give it some more. There's too much water, too much blue. We need more green. Let's balance the scales. So kind of wild to me, dude. But yeah, even if you're not swimming or drinking in it, there's still marine life, isn't there? Like, what is that going to result? Like, the fish are down there like, yeah, dude, so anyways, just got this whole tattoo across my whole body. I'm green now. So now I guess I might not be Irish, but all the fish are. So that's fun. Another thing is, you know, everyone's like, the world's always dying. Hey, dude, the world isn't dying, but it's been dyed. Yeah. So, dude, that was St. Patrick's Day. Looks good, though. Looks like fun. And other than that, dude, I got a haircut, and I don't think I'm going to say anything more about it. Here's the trick, Keenis, and addressing any sort of change or thing you've done is there's a weird... Not, I don't know where the middle ground is. Because on one end, you go, hey, I did this thing. I made this change. What do you think? And you go, well, that's a bit insecure to say. Okay, just, you know, be confident. Let it ride. But on the other end, you go, hey, I made this change. I did this thing. It looks great. And you go, that's a bit cocky. And I don't know how to say or address anything without going, I don't know. This is it. You just say the thing. But at that point, why even talk about yourself at all? Maybe I guess it all just falls under the umbrella of arrogance in a way. Hey, I'm glad I made that discovery 160 episodes into a solo podcast. Let's go! That's personal growth. So from now on, I'm just going to say things and let you guys be the judge. So yes, the river was dyed green. I'm not going to make fun of it. I'm not going to deny it. You make the judge. However, if you did jump or drink in it, I would like you to contact the show and say whether or not it tasted like Listerine or mint or was good at all, or if you have cancer. But anyways, oh, yeah, speaking of the haircut, still actually staying on as arrogant as that is. Okay, look, it looks great. All right, fine. All right. Cockiness aside, I think it looks awesome. I got to play this side of the fence because it's where I'm most comfortable. Looking dashing. Yeah, it looks good. However, it is much shorter than I wanted it. I even showed her a picture of it, and they had my file thing there. Like, oh, yeah, you got the four and this and whatever. I'm like, you could do this again? I'm like, yeah, for sure, we got it. Then she busts out a razor blade, and she's like, this is how you get some more texture. I was like, okay, I didn't ask for a texture, but I assume they know what you're doing. They're going to do it differently, and they cut it much shorter and nothing like the photo. And, you know, again, it looks good, but it was just not what I was asking for. So props to them, kind of. They kind of were like abstract art with my hair. They're just kind of finger painting around. Like, well, look, it's not exactly the Mona Lisa, but it's interesting, isn't it? So, dude, I don't ever know what to make of the haircuts. They're like, I want this thing. And they say, no, I'll give you something and you're going to like it. And I say, I won't. But I will look good in it. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm itchy. And outside of that, dude, this morning, I just spent 3 hours trying to communicate in a little tiny text window. You know, like the little chat support help things? 3 hours with a couple gentlemen named Muhammad and Hussein. Let me explain. Hey, it rhymes. I'm switching my phone carrier. Okay, my phone plan just ran up with one, and I'm switching to another one because I want to have some international data. Whatever details aside, doesn't matter. But it ran out. I'm switching. And I sign up for this thing. And when you do, there's like a 7-day free trial or whatever. I was like, oh, well, extra days. Why not? And I sign into it. And like, okay, well, now you're on the free trial. You don't actually get all the benefits of the plan yet. I go, okay, well, that's a waste of time because I need to actually have data in the minutes. And I think, okay, so get the freak out of this free trial. Get the freak out of here, free trial. So I contact him in the window. I go, I need to give me all the free trial. Let me get a full plan. Give me a full plan here. So I'm signing up for the full plan. And they go, great, perfect. We signed you up. And I say, that was not the one I just mentioned 4 seconds ago. What are you, they're like, oh, sorry, our mistake. And they already charged me for it. I say, okay, well, redirect. Give me the thing I wanted. And I don't want to be charged twice for it. Like, don't worry, we will refund it. It'll get me your money back in 5 to 6 business days. I'm like, what the? How do I lose money for 5 to 6 days? Because you messed up, Muhammad and Hussein. Help me out a bit here. So then they charge me twice for the same thing, but it's different. And one's just lost to the ether. And then I'm looking at the second plan that now I got. It says, hey, you're going to be charged for it in 7 days from now. But a second time. I've already been charged twice. You're going to be charged a third time now in 7 days once you're... Because it still had the original seven-day free trial like period link to it. I'm like, hey, okay, Muhammad Hussein, we can't, don't go anywhere. All right. So what I'm reading was that I got charged once for a plane I didn't want. Then I got moved into the second plane that I did want and got charged twice. You couldn't even just not refund it, just reroute it to the thing that I did want. Okay. And now it says that I'm still in the same billing cycle as the original 7-day trial. I'm being charged a third time. Are you kidding me? And like, we need evidence of what you're talking about. I'm like, what? You were in the seat. Just scroll up. It just happened. So then I have to take screenshots of my own thing and I can't even send them. So I got to email them back and forth and like, just put our names in the subjects. So we can find them. We're going back and forth. And I know the whole time I would have loved to just call them and just because they take so long to answer everything. It's like 8 minutes and it finally pops up and they answer half the questions. And I would just like to call them, but I don't have the phone plan yet. So they stick me in this catch 22 for hours, dude. And it's just embarrassing. And I don't even know if I solved it. Okay. That's the real kicker, is that they're like, don't worry, we've answered all your questions. Everything is going to be taken care of for sure. But the changes will not reflect your account for a little bit. So literally every time I talk to customer service, I end it with, you promise? Because I like to make it very personal. I want Muhammad and Hussein to know there is another person, okay, on the other side of this little chat window. And I go, hey, listen, I am putting my faith and my trust and my pixie dust in you guys, okay? I need you help. I'm going to, you know, when you say someone's name, it provides some sort of psychological connection. I go, Muhammad and Hussein, do you, literally, do you promise me that it's going to work out? And they go, yeah, no problem. But I don't like that that's the question that they answer the fastest. The other ones, they take so much time, an egregious amount of time. And then I wager belief and trust and faith and friendship on the line. And they go, yeah, whatever. Hey, it's just not the same anymore. It's just not the same. But anyways, it might be taken care of. If it's not, then it was a colossal waste of time. Not that it wasn't anyway. So anyways... Yeah, I had to change it mostly because I needed it. The other plan that I had, it didn't have like international data and whatever. I'm going to Canada actually this weekend. And dude, inside of that, I booked a flight and I got bumped to some sort of business class. And I'm so excited, dude, because they're like, hey, would you mind if we just fed you meals and drinks and gave you some free Wi-Fi and movies and TV? And I said, let me think about it. I'm going to book 3 tickets, dude. I just let me lay across and I'll get 9 meals. I'll capitalize on the sitch. I didn't do that, but I'm hoping that maybe I can, you know, steal someone's meals. 3 meals is a lot, you know. You don't need 3 meals. I don't really need 3 meals. Just let's put them outside because, you know, maybe people that didn't make it to business class, maybe they would like a meal. And they say, yeah, for sure. I'll just, you know, I'll get some more meals out of it. So, yeah, I will say that as nice as that is, I'm a bit afraid because I saw a bunch of headlines recently about the whole Boeing Airlines thing going on, and I'm about to fly on a freaking Boeing. The saying used to be, if it ain't Boeing, I ain't going. But they're like, all these Boeing airplanes, they're crashing, they're going down, but especially the 737 MAX. And I'm looking up the details like, oh, okay, that's great. Oh, seven? No way. The plane I'm going on is a 737 MAX? Are you kidding me, dude? Oh, I wish I was Irish for luck at this point. And I thought about just canceling it or maybe changing or contacting the airport and saying, listen, I need a different plane, I need a different this. But I know that it's hard enough to talk in those little chat windows. And I don't know if Muhammad and Hussein are on the lines of there. But I'm a bit nervous, but I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to call their bluff. Other people are like, oh, maybe that's probably why I got business class, is that everyone's like, we're not going, we're canceling flights. Like, hey, if anybody does, we'll give you, you know, some free food. And I'm the only sucker that's like, free food? Heck yeah, I'll get in a freaking death ship that's flying hundreds of miles an hour, thousands of miles across the planet. But yeah, I'm convinced and swayed so easily by pasta and mac and cheese and chocolate milk. So I'm excited and be on the lookout for that. But yeah, everyone's so nervous and scared of flying, and I am too. But I think that when everyone is talking about how bad they are, well, there's a whole conspiracy going on, really, is that they're not good or that they're crashing on purpose or something like that. What I'm thinking is I'm going to call their bluff, okay? That now there's drawn attention to it. Boeing has to be like, okay, we have to be on top of our game for the next week or so. And I think right now is probably the safest time to fly. And then after that, who knows? But for right now, dude, the ball is in my court and I'm Hoping I make it. I don't know. Hoping I make it to my destination. So yeah, that's pretty interesting. So this may or may not be the last episode, not because I would die, but because I would be stuck in the area because I don't know how to get back. It's a long way to walk. But anyways, guys, looking forward to that, and hopefully Mohammed and Hussein get me my business plan correct. That way, if I'm not able to fly back, that I can call an Uber. So guys, what else is going on? Oh, I know. It's about this thing right here. The Old Spice commercial that I was in finally came out.
These guys will return back to the wild and make a full hair recovery.
So I can finally talk about it. And I have a couple little stories that I wanted to share. And I'm so glad that it came out faster before I really forgot all of them. But we'll see how it goes. So obviously this is the ad that I talked about weeks ago, where when I auditioned, I had to take my shirt off and it was embarrassing and scary and confusing, quite honestly, because I've never been in the most professional setting of my life. And they're like, dude, just strip down for us, huh? And I go, okay, this is a professional call, isn't it? Like, just want to make sure I'm not in the wrong Zoom call or anything. But yeah, so I got to the job. I hadn't slept, actually, the night that I got there, the morning. I drove all night, and I was supposed to be on set, I think, at 7 or 8 a.m. I arrived at 6, and I had enough time to just kind of doze off in the car, and I bought an energy drink and some trail mix. So I barbecue trail mix. So I pass out in the car. I wake up 30 minutes later and I'm sore. And it's way worse, I think, to fall asleep at all than to not at that point, just to get a little bit of taste of something. It's like, just let me lick the top of the cake. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm satisfied. So I slept. I woke up and I'm panicking. I thought I was late, but I didn't even sleep a full 30. I think I got like 25. I was like, oh, shoot. I chug this energy drink. I eat a whole bag of barbecue trail mix. The breakfast of a professional champion. Mind you, there's a shirtless scene that I wasn't aware it was supposed to be happening right after this. I was like, oh yeah, that's going to happen sometime in the shoot. Be ready for that. So I'm chugging energy drink and barbecue trail mix, and I just head on to set. The biggest job I was supposed to be of my whole life. And I was not feeling in the right mindset. Haven't slept. I'm running off of freaking sour grape energy, caffeine, and again, freaking barbecue peanuts and M&Ms or whatever. Very disgusting. And then I'm brushing my teeth in my freaking, I'm very homeless at this point, honestly. I'm brushing my teeth in the side mirror of my car. And then I just show up and I'm trying to, hey guys, I'm here and we're going to have fun, right? And they're like, oh, you looked a little bit better when you were confused about taking your shirt off. So I get there. They send me to go get a haircut, which was cool. I went to a whole big salon. We talked about that before. Again, it was kind of interesting because, like, hey, Tristan, so nice to meet you. Get out. And I had already mentioned the whole salon. That place was great. And yeah, so that day we do the shirtless thing. And they're like, hey, so I know we talked about the whole shirtless scene. We're actually going to do that first. Whole big hot tub. It's going to be nice. It's going to be relaxing. Just take your clothes off. Everyone likes it. It's going to be fun. We're having good times. So I was kind of dreading it a little bit. It's like, oh, okay, hopefully, barbecue trail mix. It's going to give me a good pump. It's going to give me abs. That was not what I was feeling. I went into the bathroom and just started cranking up push-ups. Honestly, I'm doing push-ups and sit-ups. I hear there's a line outside. I'm like, oh, just keep flushing it, because what's better? I don't know. Is it more embarrassing to think you have diarrhea, or is it more embarrassing to know that you are like trying to work out a little bit before the scene even happens? So I do a little bit of sets, and then they put me into the shortest shorts ever. I'm like, this is awkward. I'm not feeling safe. I'm not feeling comfortable. But you know what? That's what you do as a professional. You rise to the occasion. So we get out there, and we're ready to go hop in, me and my other castmates. We're about to go hop into these hot tubs. And right as this happens, the water main breaks in the entire freaking city. So they're like, hey, we're about to fill up these hot tubs, but we no longer have hot water. So they're going to be a bit cold, and that they were. So we get into these tubs, dude. It's not an actual hot tub. It's just supposed to like look like one of these little bathing tubes. And it was the coldest. I was doing cold plunge. Okay. So I, again, haven't slept all night, really. I'm running on caffeine and trail mix. I'm doing push-ups in the bathroom, and now I'm sitting in the coldest water possible. This was a whole freaking, in the span of 6 hours, a lot just happened. I'm like, I don't know where I am right now. My brain, I don't know how science works exactly, but there were so many things firing. There's like, nothing makes sense anymore. Shouldn't I be in my bed watching YouTube? What is going on this Saturday morning? So yeah, it was great. Credit my brother for coming up with the pun cold spice. So yeah, I was pretty, terrified, honestly, but just trying to breathe and calm myself, you know, and just all of a sudden doing the Wim Hof method. Lips are turning blue. But it was great. The whole crew, everyone was amazing. And it was fantastic, and they were trying to, like, call me, hey, just stay strong, man, and try to make you laugh and make sure you're not freaking out too bad. The worst part, more than the freaking... Other than that, was that I had to open my eyes during part of the scene where they're, like, washing my hair. And I got the most soap right into my retina, dude. And my eyes are burning and it's red. And then all those feelings came back of the sleep and the chips and the traffic and the caffeine and the sleep and the thing and then the freaking cold. So it was pretty rough the first day, and like physically. Set-wise, everyone was great. Everyone was professional. Everyone was amazing. But I was like on a whole other planet. It was helpful, I guess, in keeping me awake, because I would have hated if I was, like, dozing off at all. And they're like, man, this guy's not really here to play. He doesn't care about the job. I'm like, I haven't, you know. But, yeah, it was so cold that I was wide awake and alert of, I was more of alert to the fact that none of it made sense. So it was pretty fun. It was scary, though. It was new. Then after that, we went to this kind of... It was supposed to be run down, but I thought it was a pretty nice grocery store. And they ironed the crap out of my hair, which I didn't like. It's great for the thing. I'm supposed to look down and not put together at all. But they it was so flat and so gross. And if you know me, dude, I like my hair like a freaking poodle. Just puffy and fluffy and all over the place, okay? Because I'm not Irish. I am Italian. I want to represent. So I've never had it that flat. And they combed it so much. And again, Tom was the guy who was doing my hair. Very professional, very incredible gentleman. He nailed it, exactly what they were looking for. I hated every second of that because, I mean, it's not a discredit to him. He was tasked with making me look like crap. And he did that. I was supposed to look like an idiot. And it was hard to, well, to look like an idiot, dude. And people go, wow, you look just like we want you. You look so stupid, man. No, we were wondering if we could have somebody to look just as stupid as you do right now. And I got to tell you, Tristan, you're really doing a good job here. Thanks. I don't think there's going to be like an aftershot, right? Like you're not going to bring in like a version of me, like someone that looks kind of like me, but just a little bit more handsome. And I'm just here for the before shots. That's not happening, right? So yeah, it was great. It was fun. And I was just trying to really make the folks laugh because, you know, when you look like a dunce, all you can do is hope to win with personality. So me and the people there, we're just trying to do bits on Old Spice. And the one that I thought really landed was I was grabbing the Old Spice thing and I was going, you know, with saving Old Spice, it doesn't just save split ends. It saves lives. Okay. Thanks to Old Spice, my parents have gotten back together. My credit score has gone up and my dog has gotten back to life. So it helped a lot. It helped a lot to make jokes and they were landing. And then on the third day, I did get to do the after shot. And they finally put me all together. I was looking dolled up to the nines. However, dude, as great as I did look, this was the night that I had 3 biggie bags in the morning. And I had to poop so bad, dude. I had to crap my pants. And the bathroom wasn't in the best of conditions or wasn't working that day. I don't actually remember. And yeah, I had to crap my pants. So I'm looking like dressed to the nines, doing slow motion shots. And the whole time, dude, if you look into my eyes, so if you go back and watch the ad, just know behind those eyes is a man going, I am, it's so close. I got to crap my pants so bad, dude. That guy was so close to being fired, quite honestly. All right, they're putting me in nice clothing. I'm about to blow a back door in it. So yeah, it was cool. I wasn't a big fan of we had to go do like the little bar scene, and the guy kind of goes out me, and I kind of show up nice and suave and smooth, and I've readjusted to this new life of style. And we're supposed to kind of run our hands through our hair and hey shang and do that and wink at the camera and whatnot. And for one of the takes, they had the girl that we were like kind of schmoozing with, she was supposed to run her fingers through my hair. And no offense to her, okay? But I didn't want that to happen just because I was interested in with another girl now. And I didn't want another girl touching me at all. So it really only happened like the one time, and I'm surprised that they used it because I have a different girl in my head. When that happens, I kind of just kind of back away from it. If you watch it, I think you can literally see my mouth smile and kind of close.
Get me out of here!
Because it's just instinctive. It's like, whoa, don't touch me, okay? And then afterwards, like, all right, Tristan, you run your fingers through your own hair, okay? But they did use the take, and I thought the one where I went like that looked better, but that's okay. Well, actually, I didn't actually get to see it, so I don't want to say that. But the commercial did come out great. It was fantastic. It was amazing, and the people who ran it were so nice and helpful and great direction, great, you know, just the whole team, man. It was a bunch of big group of professionals, except for the freaking city who was supposed to repair the water line. They could have been a little bit quicker, so I could have been a little bit warmer. But those are minor complaints in the grand scheme of things. So anyways, yeah, that was the full whole Spice experience. It was cool. And now I feel like I'm expected to smell nice now. And that's a weird expectation to put on somebody that doesn't shower. So I don't know why I keep saying that. I do shower, but I don't. There's like this running bit, a running gag that I'm making on myself where I'm like, hey, guys, by the way, I'm unclean. And you're like, why is he? No one's saying that. No one is accusing you of being gross. Like, hey, guys, just to keep you thinking, I brushed my teeth today. You're wrong. But I did twice already. So I'm very clean. And honestly, I felt like I was the right guy for the job. But yeah, they gave me this because during my time on set each day, we had to use it every night, especially as being like the main guy with the whole freaking thing. If I didn't use Old Spice stuff, they had to put a disclaimer, legal, like, oh, he used different products. So they had to monitor and make sure that, well, not like in at home. Go home and make sure in the shower he's not using anything different. No, but they just had to make sure that I was using Old Spice only. And it's great, dude. It works. And I can say that. And this, I already got paid. So this isn't still a sponsor. I'm just saying now with 100% certainty that, you know, who doesn't love Old Spice? Genuinely, dude, I don't know of a single guy who doesn't like Old Spice. It's kind of just like the one thing that's just universally for guys. Like, teenagers use Axe, and then guys are like, okay, and now we'll just use Old Spice. Every man has an Old Spice deodorant, Old Spice, freaking this, that. It's just plain and simple. Girls have so many different varieties of brands and products. The guy's like, oh, look, Old Spice. This is the thing for the guy. It's red. It's Old Spice. It's kind of like a, what the frick? Chair, you raise me up. Yeah, it's kind of like our own national. It's kind of like a St. Paddy's Day where you all wear Old Spice. I could get on board with that as well, because I could be like, hey, I'm Old Spice guy. Anyways, what was I talking about? Nothing. That's right. So, yeah, what's going on right now? Currently, I'm dog sitting, actually, for my aunt. And at the same time, dude, I haven't dog sit in a while. And the reason for that is twice, dude. Well, I'm leaving my aunt's to go to Canada to go see Shayna. And this is the second time where someone's asked me to do something and then I make plans on it. Because the last time somebody's like, hey, would you like to watch my dog for this week? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. However, if we're going to do it, I'm going to need a little bit more money because I didn't want to watch the dog at all, really. And she's like, fine, you know what? I'll give you more money. Just come and make sure you watch my dog for this week. I say, no problem. I can do it. And then I make plans and I go, oh, so sorry. I'm not going to be there. So I literally bartered with somebody, negotiated with them, got it. I won the negotiation where they're like, hey, we're going to give you more money to come do this thing. I say, thank you, but no. So some sort of, was this like a weird psychological power play? What are you doing? But I apologized a ton. And then I scheduled with my aunt, like, I'm gonna watch your dog for the week. I'm like, oh, by the way, on this last day, I got a dip. Is that a fine? So I feel so bad about it. And I need to be more structured with my planning. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. There's no redeeming quality in the fact of being unprofessional. I'm sorry to do that. And I'm watching these dogs right now, my aunt's, but also a lady asked if I could go and let her dog out in the neighborhood like twice. She's like, hey, could you run over and just freaking let him out a couple times? And it's that same dog who's crazy and mean and he doesn't like me because he hasn't been trained well. He doesn't know any better, but he just freaking pees all over the floor and growls at me. And I know he's not going to eat me alive. He's a tiny little dog, but he's growling like a raccoon, dude. And I'm like, hey, we're friends, you know? So I kind of feel like he's going to eat my face. So I'm like throwing a lasso around him and trying to pull him close, and he's still not about it, but I'm going to warm up. Okay. I'm going to train him. I'm a master. Okay. I'm good with dogs. I'm good with them. I'm not. People say that about me a lot, dude. They're like, hey dude, you're so good with animals. And I don't know what it means. Like, is anybody really good with animals, or do you just smell like deli meat, okay? Like people who just train show dogs. Like, are you great with animals, or did you just give them enough treats to get them to do the thing that you did? Because I don't know if that's the same thing. So I don't know if anyone's really great with an animal. What does that mean? Like you empathize with the guy, and you sympathize with what he's going through and how hard it is to be an animal. Like I like the Ace Ventura. What do you care about the dolphin? Does he know you? Does he call you at home? Do you have the dolphin fin? Like, what do you do to the dog? What makes you so good with the animal that you're like, oh man, yeah, I just know that the way that he wings his tail, I understand where he's coming from. Okay? I make sure he has a good night's sleep and I go, man, I've got to brush your teeth. I don't know. I have no idea. How are you good with an animal? And are you good with all animals? Because I'd like to see somebody who's good with dogs be good with squirrels. And then I'll be like, okay, you're good with an animal. Because I don't know anybody who's good with squirrels. yeah, dude. Dogs are crazy. Dogs are crazy. Nobody's good with them. I think everybody just smells like food or is like, I mean, anybody will do anything for food. So it's not like, that's like saying vending machines are good with people. Cause like, hey, I got stuff for you. He's like, yeah, dude, of course he's going to be nice if you keep giving him stuff. Okay. It's like a parent who just keep giving their kids McDonald's and they're like, oh man, he's so good with his kids. Like, no, they're happy because they're fat. That's the, you know, you're not great. You're not a wonderful freaking connection you got going on. You're just feeding them. Food is a universal language between not just the humans, but the animals itself. So, yeah, people are like, Tristan, you're so good with animals. Like, no, I just have cookies in my pocket, and you think that we're connecting on some sort of metaphysical level. You're wrong. Throwing biscuits on the side. So, anyways, that's what's going on for me right now in my present day. Speaking of present day, dude, and in the future, not so present day, NASA just launched a type of message in a bottle thing up into space and hoping to reach some sort of extraterrestrial planet that they think there's aliens. There's not aliens, guys. there will never be aliens. So it's kind of sad that it's just throwing out there. But even if there were, the thing, it's like some sort of like plane wing. It's like metal or something. And I can't remember what they wrote on it, but it was a poem. Which is a big freaking leap to be like, if there are aliens, hopefully they can read English. So why give them the freaking poem a riddle? They're like, what the frick? And if it's like, we should have signed off on it as a freaking planet universally. We should have been like, yeah, okay, this is our best poem. Okay. Red Rover, Red Rover. Like, I don't know what we're doing or what we sent up, but I hope it was a banger. We should have sent some like Eminem lyrics or something. And then they sent a picture of one of the founders of NASA with it. So if there are aliens, they're going to get some random poem and then a photo of some, listen, it's just some old guy, all right? Now, no offense to the dude, all right? He's not ugly by any means, okay? And I'm not saying just because I was an Old Spice, I'm, you know, a big catch. But let's just find, you know, probably like one of the best people we got on planet Earth, all right, let's find one of them, get a photo, and send it up. Because what if these aliens, they're not real, but what if they're real, and they're like, okay, well, one, their literature skills suck, they're not good writers, and they're ugly, Are all humans just old and not talented? We should have been sending some good art, okay? Send some Bob Ross, send some freaking rap lyrics, and send freaking Christian Bale or something, you know? I don't know. Send the Mona Lisa. I need something else. So if the aliens are seeing us, I think they're going to be very disappointed. And that's the official message in a bottle that we're launching to space hoping they find? I feel like I'd be, if I was an alien, I'd see that and be like, wipe them out. Wipe them out. These guys, they've had, how many years have we let them go on? We've known about their existence for how long? How long have we known about these guys? And this is the best they could come up with? Okay? 2,000 plus years. A poem. And it's a photo of an old guy. Huh? And he's dead. He's not even alive anymore. If they come down looking for him, he ain't gonna be here.
Hey, we would like to find a photo. We'd like to find the guy in the photo. Where is the old fat man with the poems? He's like, yeah, he's gone for a long time.
So, sorry, aliens, if you are just getting here now, let this podcast be a transmission out to the world, out to the galaxy, that we are more talented than what NASA sends up, okay? NASA, very smart, very incredible, you know, engineers and you know, they're intelligent beings. But are they talented? Artistically? Best looking? I don't know. NASA needs an art department, I think is that's what I'm getting at. So I don't mean to be mean to the guy. I think that's rude. But listen, the podcast is on the fly. I can't control everything I say. Some things just fly out. You know, a little intrusive thoughts. We're like, whoa, the bridge. What if happened if, could I, you think I could drive the car off of it? Don't, you shouldn't think about like stuff like that, but you do. Not in a mean, okay. It sounds, there's no way to really good talk about intrusive thoughts and without sounding crazy. And every time you do, it sounds awful. And you just keep, some things you're just supposed to keep in your head. So even like, hey, we all have intrusive thoughts where we're going to do something crazy. Like we're holding this knife. What if we just freaking threw it at somebody? Like, okay, psych ward for you. But yeah, it's interesting. And you know, some, we just need to learn to keep our thoughts in our head. And that's especially a big lesson for me because I just made fun of this poor old dead guy. He's dead. And who knew that years later I'd be calling him fat and old? Oh, I'm so rude. I'm so disappointed in myself. Got to keep the thoughts inside. Oh, speaking of that, dude, this is a good segue. Speaking of keeping your thoughts in your head, I don't even know why this was posted. It was from some news article that Bradley Cooper was talking about his daughter. And he's like, having kids is weird, man. Because I had this little girl, you know, and for like 6 months or a year or whatever, I would look at this thing that I created and I thought, I don't know if I really love this thing. You know, it's like, it's cool, it's fun to have, but if someone came in with a gun, would I die for it? I don't know. It's probably one of the craziest statements to make for no reason. Like, I don't know if someone's supposed to read that and maybe they're also a bad parent and go, someone came in to try and get you guys? I'm skedaddling. Fend for yourself. You know, like, I don't know what he was trying to do there, all right? Like, no one pushed him. He was like, hey, tell us about how hard it is to be a parent. Tell us about the psychological connection and the struggle that you have. And they're probably like, hey, tell us about your new movie. He's like, yeah, in a second. But let me tell you about how I didn't love my daughter. She was the worst, and I just really was hoping to... it's kind of one of the funniest things I've seen in a while. And that's one of those keep the thoughts in your head. Like, nobody asked that. You don't gotta, you know, why? The poor daughter, though, would be funny, not funny, but in a sad, funny way that now that's on the internet. And she's like, hey, let me look up my dad and all these cool things he does, like trying to reconnect to him through all the interviews. And he's like, yeah. So, anyways, my daughter hated her, the worst. What the dad? Did you? What is this? If someone came in with a gun. You just fight. He's like, no, you're great. You're great. No, you know, you're so talented. I love you. And you know, you made a cool sandwich. That was awesome. You know, you do way better stuff than they're doing at NASA. But yeah, before when you were, you know, it's like what I've said. Babies are boring. So you're like, this baby is not even doing anything. So if somebody came in, I mean, am I gonna fight them off? I don't know. How crazy. So anyways, props to Bradley Cooper. He came around, dude. He came around. He loves his kids now, I think. I can't say that for sure. All I really know is that at one point he said he didn't, I guess. But you know what? I've never been a parent, so who am I to say? Again, maybe that's a bit of an intrusive thought to make fun of anybody. I need to stop making fun of people, but it's hard. It's hard not to in a silly manner. I got like there's like two sides of my comedic coin and my perspective on things. One side is very positive and optimistic and see the best. And this is so exciting, this is so much fun and energy and this is whatever. And I've always talked about that there's this whole pessimistic side. And I think because the world is so negative and it's fun to kind of poke and, you know, and jokingly tear down. And it usually gets more laughs. And then I just kind of developed kind of that. It's, I guess, more Seinfeldian. Dictionary check. You know, where you just kind of say, what's the deal with this? Why would you say that? There's no need to say talking about your daughter. And so there's like two sides and I never know which one to do, but often I, on the podcast at least, I think I just end up making fun of everybody. So far I've critiqued someone's parenting. I've critiqued my barber. I made fun of a guy who worked very hard, I'm sure, in his career to do a lot, that he was one of the founders, and I called him old and fat. Then I talked about how I lied to somebody about dog sitting. I made fun of and critiqued the work ethic of both Muhammad and Hussein at my phone carrier. And then I'm pretty sure I kind of made fun of the Irish. So, you know, not the greatest in terms of moral wins here on the podcast. But you know what? If anything, I will say I had a blast doing it. Isn't that the greatest? Okay. No matter what you do in life, even if you're a bad person, this isn't a good message, but I got to finish it. Even if you're a bad person, make sure you're having fun. I can't even go on with it. All right. Period. Tristan Sartoris 2024. Even if you're a bad person, make sure you're having fun. I guess, you know, that's not awful. It doesn't say have fun doing evil things. If you're a bad person, okay, I don't, I bail. Guys, I quit. Guys, listen, I love you. I thank you so much for tuning in. If my plan goes down, I leave you with this. Even if you're a bad person, make sure you're having fun. I love you. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.